Martini was born in San Francisco and grew up in the Bay Area and Southern California. An honors University of California grad, Martini first pursued a career in journalism. He worked as a newspaper reporter in L.A. and a correspondent at the California State Capitol in Sacramento, specializing in legal issues. He then went on to earn his law degree. In 1974, Steve entered private law practice in California, where he appeared in both state and federal courts. During his law career, he worked as a legislative representative for the State Bar of California, served as a special counsel to the California Victims of Violent Crimes Program, and was an administrative law judge and supervising hearing officer. In 1984, Martini turned his talents to fiction. Compelling Evidence, the novel that introduced attorney Paul Modriani, was published in 1992 and earned Martini a critical and popular following. Today, we'll speak with Steve about his newest title, The Enemy Inside. Welcome, Steve. It's a pleasure to have you with us on the Book Report.
It's good to be here.
The Enemy Inside is your 14th Paul Modriani novel?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. What are the challenges of writing a series character? Obviously, some readers have read many or all of your books, yet for others, The Enemy Inside is their introduction.
Well, the challenge of writing it basically is keeping the characters fresh. I've changed the venue a little bit as time has gone by, moved them a little more out of the courtroom and more action into more action-oriented stories. The method of telling the story has changed a little bit from first-person narrative to omniscient point of view, so you can show action outside of the protagonist's eyes. So it's a challenge. Okay, it wasn't something I intended to do from the inception. The first Modriani book was intended as a standalone novel, but it had such success that the publisher wanted to make it a series.
As I read the book, it started to dawn on me you've had some fun with naming the characters, like Maya Grimes. She's a dirty politician. Cletus Prophet, the head of a huge law firm, and my favorite, Herman Diggs, a PI. So how do you decide on naming a character? Do you struggle for weeks, or do the names just pop into your head?
That's a secret.
Oh, come on!
But you look for names that that readers can remember, okay, that are easy to pronounce if you can, and that maybe have some connection with their darker underside. It always helps. Especially with characters that have a dark side to them in the story. Name generation is not an easy one. Coming up with names is like trying to write titles for books. It's one of the harder things to do.
I was fascinated to read that cars are now hackable. Can this really be done?
Yes. There were several university studies where they actually accomplished it. Anything that's confided to a computer chip in terms of a task or a function can be overridden, taken on by someone who has a bad purpose in mind and hacked into. So it's a question of how they do it mechanically, but it can be done. They succeeded. Right now we're in the early stages of many of these functions. Self-parking is one of the features that's offered on some cars. Door locking mechanisms are controlled by computer chips. So if you can take over the self-steering process of a car and do it at high speed, which is the trick, in forward gear, you can have a head-on collision or orchestrate a head-on collision.
Wow.
So.
How do you research the cutting-edge technology that you write about in your books?
Do a lot of reading. I mean, that's the key, both online and in print. That's part of the task. I enjoy doing the research for the books, and it often involves developing several subplots to a story around a major theme or a major plot point. In this case, for The Enemy Inside, it was international banking, hidden monies offshore, not just hidden monies by ordinary taxpayers, but hidden funds that were put there by powerful politicians, which gives rise to the issue of how they got the money and what they were paid for. So were they being bribed? Were they being paid by foreign governments? Were they being paid by foreign corporations? And if so, were they trading official acts, okay, in their official capacity for these funds? So therein lies the issue, and it's obviously a very topical issue at this point. This book was written and in the hands of the publisher a year ago, or close to that anyway, and so long before any of the current stories broke in the news. But it was premised on news articles about the IRS and the Treasury Department trying to chase down taxpayers, American taxpayers who had offshore accounts.
We're speaking with Steve Martini on the Book Report. You wrote about something called the PEP office. Is that true? Is there really something, a list like that?
It does exist, yes.
Can you tell listeners a little bit more about it?
Well, these were politically sensitive individuals who had offshore accounts, and the Treasury Department and the IRS basically were very concerned about this. They had a whistleblower who actually did exist, does exist, who was cooperating. He worked for one of the banks, and he was very cooperative. In fact, perhaps he was a little too cooperative and had not only outed ordinary citizens who had numbered accounts offshore, but he had identified some very prominent, apparently, public officials who had numbered accounts offshore. Well, people, powerful figures in the government, weren't particularly interested in hearing that, okay? And so basically at one point this whistleblower was in fact charged with non-cooperation by the Justice Department, and he was incarcerated for a period of time. The whole thing was worked out in a settlement ultimately, in which he was given a very large sum of money for his cooperation from the whistleblower's fund, and he stopped talking. So obviously there was suspected, it's only suspicion at this point, but that his silence is also bought. And so I took that theme and I ran with it and fictionalized it. So, yeah.
I wanted to get back to something that you alluded to earlier. The enemy inside keeps an amazing number of balls in the air. By that, I mean separate story threads. There's the client Modigliani represents, crooked politicians, the Chinese, a terrorist. And these are kind of the tip of the iceberg. What's your writing process like, and how do you move all the storylines along?
Basically, it's very carefully plotted from the inception, so I know much of this stuff. There are themes running through this book. The tarnished eagle is one of them. There's an individual who has a cane and has a tarnished eagle head, basically. That's a euphemism, basically, for perhaps a declining America. And the individual in question has deep roots in American intelligence. So there's all kinds of threads running through the book, but it was carefully plotted. The answer to your question is by doing a very detailed outline.
Right. I'm noticing that China is increasingly mentioned in thriller novels as one of our biggest threats. There's a shift away from Russians. Can you talk about that for a while?
Well, China is the emerging giant, no question about it. And, you know, I portray it as the creeping dragon, basically. And because it has a different kind of government than we have, obviously. It's a totalitarian regime. They can do long-term planning that's very difficult in a democracy because you have changes in administration that are quite radical from time to time, and you go in one direction, and then all of a sudden you get jerked back in a different direction. And so it's hard for either a party, okay, to have any long-term planning that affects the country and that stays in motion regardless who's in power. The Chinese don't have that problem. They have a Politburo that determines what long-term planning is going to be, and they have a huge population. They have the capacity to build large industries, and they have a low salary base, you know, for their employees. So there's reason for fear, not just on the military front, but on the economic front in terms of competing with them.
Steve, I really admire your writing. I want to share with listeners a passage that is a fabulous example of your style. It references Cletus Prophet. Prophet was always the last to speak on any controversy at a meeting, not because he was shy, but because he was searching for qualities of leadership in others. Leading from behind was the best way to identify competitors so you could sink your canines into the back of their neck while they were still moving forward. Bravo. Who were the authors that you read early on whose style inspired you?
You know, I read a lot of international thrillers when I was in my 20s. I loved The Eye of the Needle that was written by Higgins. I read The Day of the Jackal, which is still one of my favorite novels. It's hard to say, you know, it's that I was deeply influenced by any single writer. There are some writers I admire, modern current writers. Scott Turow is one of them. He's a very fine writer. So it's hard hard for me to pinpoint one. I enjoyed reading Elmore Leonard for his dialogue, but when I'm writing, I generally don't read any of that stuff because their voice tends to creep into my own writing, so I try to avoid it.
Are you already at work on a new Modigliani novel?
I am, feverishly. So, yes, yeah, no question. I've got contracts for three more. One manuscript is due in September, and then each September thereafter for the following 2 years. So,
okay.
I'm back in the saddle working. Yeah.
Any final thoughts about The Enemy Inside?
No, I think I enjoyed writing the book. I think it's very topical. I think it's a great read. Readers should pick it up. They can find the entire series of Modigliani books at stevemartini.com, which is the website. And go there, take a look. You'll see all the series books as well as the three standalone novels. And you can pick the series up at any point. You don't have to necessarily start at the beginning.
Well, Steve, thank you so much for joining me today. I really enjoyed the book.
Very good. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Bye now.